Last December, the U.S. government said it would begin accepting Hmong refugees from a Buddhist temple ground in Wat Tom Kerbach. Since then, waves of refugees have begun resettling in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and California. Every day, busloads of Hmong leave heaps of tiny, unstable shacks in Thailand in hopes of finding security in the U.S. Wausau Daily Herald reporter Keith Ulig went to Wat Tom Kerbach to find out exactly what these refugees are leaving behind.
Any pictures you've seen of third world country situations, you know, that's what it looks like. There's no grass on the ground. It's a completely bare ground everywhere because people are walking everywhere, driving their, you know, little moped motorcycles everywhere. The houses are, you know, from a Western point of view, they're shacks. They're made out of concrete. They're made out of bamboo. They're made out of corrugated steel.
Ulig says after a few weeks at the refugee camp, he got used to the cramped atmosphere and the heavy dust that restrains breathing, but he couldn't get used to the smell.
I've described it in my writing as a mixture of campfires, of food cooking, of open raw sewage. The dust has a unique smell to it. If it rains, you know, you get that moist smell, and it all mingles. It all mingles into your senses. And, you know, at times you become overwhelmed. You go, I don't know if I can stand this anymore.
About 3,600 Hmong are expected to settle in Wisconsin. Nationwide, about 15,000 refugees should arrive by the end of the year. Emily Winter, Wisconsin Public Radio.